And you'll remember I took a call and she got short shrift from me on Friday from a young woman by the name, I think, of Amanda, that was her name, who was getting a drink at a club on the central coast of New South Wales sometime on Thursday, I suspect, and she dropped the coin into the drink. And she said, I didn't say this, she said to the person behind the bar, what are you going to do about that? Well, I cut the call short and said, well, love, if you're going to talk to staff like that, no wonder, you know, you didn't get a free drink. Well, I've got an email from someone who knows a lot more about this matter than I do. The person describes themselves as a duty manager, and their name and phone number are all there. We've checked it all out. I'm the duty manager from the incident at the club, and thank you for not mentioning the club. I have 26 years industry experience, 21 years at the venue I currently work. There's more to the story if you'd like to read on. The young female staff member serving her, when this woman, Amanda, said, what are you going to do about it? And she said, I can't do anything about it. She was referred to by Amanda as a disgusting human being. Now, the drink was replaced by the club, by another staff member who intervened in place of the young staff member and said, look, I'll give her another drink, save any more drama. But despite getting the free drink, after she dropped money into the bottom of the drink, she went and made a complaint to reception, which has been passed on to the duty manager. He went and spoke to the lady, and he backed up his staff. And she didn't like that. She left the club after speaking to the staff member that replaced the drink, telling her she knows someone that works there, and she's going to take this further, suggesting she be talking to me. Well, I'm glad that her petty complaint was treated in the manner in which it was. And what you need to do, Amanda, is get some manners. When you're dealing with people, don't treat them like awful because they happen to be behind a bar pulling a beer or serving a drink. They might be studying to be a doctor, Amanda. They might be a brain surgeon operating... Oh, well, they wouldn't be operating on your brain, would they?